Blog Talk Radio.
Go With Angels is more than the title of Mary Brotherton's debut book. It's her wish for you and your loved ones. Join her on her podcast every Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time as she talks about angels and messengers from the spirit world. Of course, she'll talk about her book and the inspiration behind it, too. Call 516-418-5651 after 11 on Friday mornings to share your stories about angelic encounters.
Good morning, everybody. It is 11:10 at 11 o'clock, and tomorrow is 11:11. I'm really glad that I'm not doing a show here tomorrow because I won't be here. I will be in Jupiter, Florida. I will be at the Frequency 432 Healing and Wellness Expo, selling my books and giving talks about how the roles angels have played in my publishing three books in 12 months. And it will tell you that the frequency of 432 is the frequency of unconditional love. And I want to play something for you real quick, just a little, basically a space holder, because I want to get something that I forgot to bring over here to my microphone. I'm trying to find a little bit of music, and I can't seem to find it, which is sad because I should know this better than this. All right. So with that in mind, I'm going to just play a commercial. I'll be right back.
Thanks for listening. And remember, best way to be unique is to just be you.
And that was that. So I am back, definitely, and I want to tap a tuning fork for you and let you see if you can feel it or hear it. This is the frequency of 432 megahertz. This is the frequency of unconditional love. I'll do it one more time. To me, it just is very calming. I found this tuning fork online. I don't think I paid more than $10 for it. You can, of course, get more expensive ones, kind of therapeutic ones. Every now and then, I just like to tap the tuning fork and feel that frequency. The Frequency 432 Healing and Wellness Expo is done by Vibration 432, which is an organization, or maybe I've got it backwards. One is the organization, one is, I'm not exactly sure, it's new to me, but the purpose of it is to raise funds for, okay, here's my answer. The Frequency 432 Healing and Wellness Expo, all event proceeds donated to Vibration 432, a 501c charity or not for profit with a mission to heal those who've experienced trauma and are suffering from PTSD. I spoke with Jill DeSalvo, the creator of this organization. Beautiful human, beautiful soul, beautiful work. And I will be actually speaking tomorrow, like I said, about the role the angels have played in my publishing career. It's been pretty phenomenal, and it's just all come on quickly. And I wanted to talk a little bit about the frequencies of angels, because you felt the vibration, or you probably heard the high pitch. I mean, you hear my voice, and if I raise my frequency, it's going to get higher. If I lower my frequency, it's going to get lower. So, duh, higher and lower. Or I can tap the tuning fork one more time. And you can hear that resonation. Be Unique does an event called MetaFest, which is a tabletop vendor event, and that's how we raise money for the charity. The beautiful thing about it is everybody's vibrating at a high, high buzz. I mean, I've been really buzzing and with excitement about the event coming up tomorrow. I have another event next Saturday where I'll be selling my books. That's an author's event. And then, of course, there's MetaFest at the end of the month. That's on Small Business Saturday. It's really exciting for me. And when I say buzzing with excitement, literally, I buzz. I literally vibrate. And I'll tell you, part of that is due to just pure excitement. It's also due to one particular angel. But I got to find out which one it is. Oh, heavens. Oh, I may have just passed over it here. Yeah, Azrael is an angel. He's considered the angel of death, not because he brings death, but because he comforts those on either side of death. If you just died, becoming a spirit is new to you, especially if you haven't been working on that path in life. A lot of people, when they die, they don't know what to do. They don't know how to be a spirit. So Azrael is there to help them with that. He's also here to help those of us who are left behind cope with the grief. And that's why he's called the angel of death. He comes near, and you may feel a peace within your life that will give you a sense of vibrating with all of life and all of creation, that sense of absolute, utter peace. There, if you know anything about energy, you know that gemstones and essential oils have a vibrational number attributed to them. For instance, the rose oil, essential oil, has the highest vibration of all essential oils. And that's why a lot of angels vibrate and resonate, connect with that particular flower. The angel of romance is a nickname for Haniel, and she is keenly, very closely aligned to the energy of roses. She's also in charge of the astrological sign Libra and the number 991, as well as the numbers 4 and 13. Those numbers vibrate, and if you know anything about numerology, you'll understand what those numbers can do. If you ever feel a vibration in your throat, like maybe you're clearing your throat, but you're not actually doing it, you just feel that sensation, that could be that Haniel is near you, because she will vibrate near your throat chakra. Now, Raguel is called the angel of justice. And if you want to enter into his energy vibration, you need to make sure that your mind is quiet and you feel calm. However, if you feel frustrated or agitated, you can ask Raguel to help calm your mind. He works really well with you when you call on him right before going to bed, and you'll awaken the next morning feeling better about whatever it is you're thinking about. Now, this is the angel I was looking for earlier. Raguel is the one who will actually help you by creating a humming vibration throughout your body, because what he's doing is he's adjusting your vibration so that you can receive heavenly messages. Now, I'm sure you've all heard how a dog can hear a whistle that's a much higher frequency than humans can, that's because they vibrate on that level and we don't. So the angel frequency or vibration, it's all the same thing. A vibration is a frequency. A frequency is a resonation. And we at Metafest just buzz and we jive and we vibe with each other. That's why when you meet someone, maybe for the first time, they say, "Where do I know you from?" You may have never met them in this lifetime, but you may, your souls may vibrate on the same level so that there's a soul recognition and you understand that. And if you start working with angels, you'll understand this even more. Another angel that sometimes works with vibrations and humans together is Raphael. His name means he who heals. He is one of two that I know of, angels that can actually heal as well as God. He works directly with God and with humans to heal any number of things. But if you've ever prayed for healing and then see sparkles of green, or maybe you actually felt vibrations in your body, and maybe you heard or thought you were imagining someone whispering very, very faintly, that was probably Raphael. So he likes to work with you on a vibrational level to let you know that he's there. Aventurine and malachite are two crystals that vibrate at a frequency that Raphael really enjoys. He also likes the smell of peppermint. And you might suddenly smell peppermint when you are working. Hold on, I'm going to turn my microphone down for a minute.
Product review. I'm paid and totally honest. You send them, we review it. Each product is given a score based on the following criteria. 1 point for each. The best score is 10 out of 10. Earth-friendly product, earth-friendly.
For that little intermission, my cat, who is 19 years old, got sick, and I didn't want you to have to hear that. Speaking of vibrations and hearing and old cats, I will tell you a little information, and then I'm going to end my show early because I think I need to spend some more time with this cat while he's actually with me. But I wanted to tell you about a couple of angels. I think I've got two or three that can work with you on your pets and help you if they're crossing over. Well, maybe I can't. Let's try something different here. I'm having issues with my search button. And it's so funny because this is not doing at all what I want. I'm working from my book. And I know that I have a couple of angels that are really in tune with animals. So I wanted to find out who they were and share their names with you, so that you know who you can call on when you need, well, heavens to Betsy. I know that one is Ariel, and another one is Aurora. And there we go. Ariel is an archangel with a strong connection to the natural world. She's portrayed with the symbol of the globe and has been found in various religions and spiritual practices. Her name means Lion of God. She's a healer who protects and cares for plants and animals. So when I do end this show, I will be sitting with my cat and I will try to get into the frequency of Ariel and see if she can help me with this precious little animal. I don't believe he has long on this earth, and I want him to understand that Archangel Ariel, as well as Archangel Azrael, can help him transport over and do what he needs to do. Let me find out what I wanted to share with you about Aurora. She's known as the Phoenix, and she embodies all colors, all elements, and only the red rose. She is very good with animals as well. And she, you know, I will probably be calling on her once my cat crosses over. I mean, I've had him in my life for 18 years. He's 19. And I don't want to slip into despair or lose hope. So I know she will come and help remind me of the great beauty and absolute perfection that is the life that I live. Aurora works with the vibrations of the numbers 0, 1, 2, and 3. So I'll be looking for those numbers from time to time. Yeah, my cat's just come back to me, and he said that he needs my attention and he needs my love. So folks, with that, I'm going to say keep vibrating, keep frequencing high as you can, and reach out to me if you want to know more about angels. Call the show when I'm live every Friday. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Go With Angels with Mary Brotherton. If you want to order a copy of Go With Angels, just reach out to mary@beunique.org for details. That's BUNEKE.org. And be sure to tune in every Friday morning at 11 a.m. Eastern Time for more stories about angelic encounters. Follow Be Unique Radio on Blog Talk Radio so you don't miss a single episode.